Good evening, Seattle, Washington. Good evening to the coastal cities of the Communist People's Republic of what the fuck. It is almost 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in Realm 6 of the bullshit reality of this communist satanic city known as Seattle. On November the 29th, 2020. And I'm just here drinking my Sanka. In a previous podcast, I referred to an actor, a character's name from the film The Poltergeist. I said Carrie Ann. It's more like that song, Carrie Ann. Yeah, more like Carol Ann. The character's name is Carol Ann. Come to me, Carol Ann. Come towards the light. Don't go towards the light. The light lies to you. It tells you lies. When I woke up in the morning, there was a nasty, murky fog hanging over Seattle. Then around 10 a.m., plusy minusy, it turned into a bluish sky with a little bit of sun. Almost as if the sky gods, the sky lords, the skyhawk shaman would be kind to Seattle and allow us enough sunlight to refill our vitamin D pill system in our bodies. We thought that they would allow this because we are not just a human gumbus. We are more than the spinkiel and the mingrel and the frenctus and the other things that squizzle out of the crags in this broken, rotten place. Happened. Later in the day, the Skyhawk Shaman, the Sky Lord, the Demons of the Sky, Raytheon et al., decided that they must spray a little, so they sprayed a cloud to the north of us. I videotaped the fucking sprayer, and, I didn't feel like videotaping the cloud being stretched out like taffy. Although I did talk to my friend Jim on the podcast about that. And then, about an hour ago, this nasty, sclumby, grumpus-like blue fog settled over Seattle. One One could call it the heinous fog of the dark realm of the Kraken Lord that lives below the Blimptis Swamp. One could say that. I don't know what to tell you guys about the Crumptus Fog, the Blumptus Fog, the Drimbion, the Sklink. I struggle because I stretch my eye out upon the land of the demons and I see nothing but the Orc Kings and the Raccoon Hookers. I see nothing but the beaver traps of the strip clubs. I see nothing but the caverns that lead into those sweaty places where nothing but pain lives and you end up going broke. I am the same blue fist of pain that reached out over the Trimblick realm and told us all of the things that shall occur. We shall have a sky that is flumulated. We shall travel among the peoples of the inner realm. We shall build giant portal systems that allow us to travel between dimensions. At some point, we'll be able to shape the sky into the form of a pizza pie. One day, if we're hooked on monkey juice enough, we may figure out what this cloud is. The fog that's covering Seattle. The thing that hides the dark death. One day we will find the truth of this fog and we will find within it, sealed as if sealed in a coffin of kryptonite titanium, sealed as if sealed forever, the hooker's innocence, sealed as if sealed by the witches of Fromulac and the ancient emperor, the giant emperor penguins that ruled over orca armies in the year 7881 BC. Thank you. I've talked about the monkey juice enough. Nobody ever said these podcasts would last an hour. Sometimes they last 20 minutes. Sometimes they last the days of your lives, really. Sometimes these podcasts discuss the things that are really just mirror images of an unreflected, undeflected, uncircumcised, and uncreated, inchoate, completely vaporous thingy. I heard the foghorns of the city. I heard the foghorns of the city, of the night, of the ships at sea. I heard the foghorns of the buses and the trains and the rocket ships. Yeah, I was a traveler. I went down to the places where the scrumbly people meet. They taught me how to breathe, find fire and ice. They taught me how to live with whiskey and rice. They showed me the way to Fantasy Highway. To Fantasy Highway. Yes, I'm just drinking my Sanka and reminiscing on pizza dreams and spaghetti nightmares. Can you imagine if this is the fog of the beast that will rise from the sea? What was it that Jim said, the sea shall give up its dead? It's in the good book, Captain Hook. I simply wanted to take you on a whiskey journey, to tell you about the nasty fog, to comment on the weather that is given to us by the Sky Lord, Skyhawk, Raytheon, and all the poisons and all the grimuli and all the scrumptus that you can breathe in so that your heart and your lungs can be filled with metals that the 5G antenna systems can fluctuate and vibrate like tiny little razor blades cutting holes in your cell lining. Good night, Spider-Man Cowboy.